Midge was far shorter than the other hares, but nonetheless brave. He laughed excitedly.
Wonderful! It's just come to me in a flash. Yes, I certainly do know what to do.
Well, bully for you, laddie buck.
Perigord checked him hastily.
But there's no reason to be worrying our friends with a lot of balderdash. Come on, chaps. All pop along and get some shut-eye now. It's rather late, you know. Leave this to us. We'll sort out the details, what?
Abbas Tansy nodded in agreement. Some of the Redwallers looked rather reluctant, but one glance from their abbess told them she was in no mood for arguments. Skipper, Formal, Logalog, Gergen and the Hares followed Arvin, Cracklin and Tansy back down to Cavern Hole. Once there, they made themselves comfortable by the fire embers. Perigord stared the logs with his sabre tip, saying,
"Speak your piece, Midge. Tell us what came to you in a flash."
The small Hare did so readily.
"Listen. Martin said that the battle mustn't take place at Redwall. It's got to be fought elsewhere, see?"
Arvin placed a great sword on the fireplace lintel.
"That makes sense. We wouldn't stand much chance with over 1,000 rapscallions charging a collapse in South Wall. What do you intend to do about it, Midge?"
"Here's the wheeze, old chap. Damag Warfang, like all warlords, is probably very superstitious. Well, what if an old ragged soothsayer puts a word in the ear of some beast close to him?"
Perigord frowned.
"What sort of word?"
"Well, sir, the sort of word telling where a battle might take place and saying how unlucky it will be to look upon Redwall Abbey until the battle is won, and how the chosen battle place will be lucky for a certain rapscallion leader."
The major shook his head at Midge's quick-wittedness.
"Enough, enough. I've got the drift now. Well done, Midge Manycoats. Spot of action for you, young Tamil. The rhyme says you've got to go with Midge. Oh, don't worry. He'll disguise you pretty well."
Eyes shining, Tamil clasped his deer hilt.
"You can rely on me, sir."
Perigord ruffled Tamil's ears fondly.
"Splendid. I knew I could. You know, you look the image of your mother sometimes. Not half as pretty, but something about the eyes. However, can't let you two go alone. Rockjaw, you are our best tracker. Go with them. Find the camp and keep yourself close. We'll use you as a go-between. Very good. Sergeant Torgok, you and Lieutenant Mario go right away at dawn and scout out a good location for the battle. We'll get news of the chosen spot to you, Rockjaw. Tornok, with his sharp eyes and knowledge of the woods, will be messenger. Meanwhile, Midge, you can be working yourself into the vermin's confidence. It shouldn't be too hard for a hare with a head on his shoulders like you have, what? Now, we'll get word to you as soon as a good location's been staked out. That's all, chaps. Get some rest now. Busy day ahead of us tomorrow. Dismissed."